Thank you for calling customer service. You reached Jay. How may I help you?
Yes. Do you all have an email address?
An email address for yes. I wouldn't know exactly what would we need the email address for. Because
I called yesterday and I've canceled my membership and I want a full refund. I've sent back the product.
Okay.
Because you overcharged me, and I know nothing about that. And so I need something in writing from you all as to why you feel you had the right to charge me that membership fee that I knew nothing about. Because I put in a request at my bank to refund my money.
Okay, can you provide me with a zip code and let's see
what
we can.
20748.
20748.
Mhm.
Okay. And what's the first and last name?
Esther Hopper.
Okay. And for security purposes, provide that address for me.
6314 Brinkley Court in Temple Hills, Maryland.
Okay. Okay, so you had the air purifier?
I've already sent it back.
Uh-huh.
Got it yesterday, I sent it back.
And you wanted to see where on the website or the email or where would that say that?
What is your website?
It will be called, wait, it says hotconsumerdeals.com.
But I've talked to three different people. I would like something in writing stating why you charged me that amount for extra $42, which I didn't know nothing about.
Okay. I mean, it's on that page once you
The point is this. See, I didn't order this from you all, and I didn't know I was ordering it from you all. Okay, so I didn't know nothing about your website, and I knew nothing about being charged an additional $42, and it should have been stated there where I ordered it, and it wasn't.
It does state it in the terms and conditions on that page.
No,
where you,
so
where
you're missing the point. You're missing the point. I wasn't on your website, and these products wasn't on your website. It was something about trendy products, and it was with a consumer that I had bought something from, and I did a survey. So it wasn't from your website. So you can't charge me for something that I knew nothing about.
And still, ma'am, on that particular website for that vendor, it would have had those terms and conditions also.
No,
where
wasn't
you would have been
there.
Asked
to
have
not
access
on there.
To.
I just looked on there again. I just looked on there, and I wasn't on there. Because if I'd seen that I was being charged for a membership that I don't need and know nothing about, I wouldn't have ordered it. And
I
send back your product, and I want a full refund. And in the state of Maryland, we have the 2 weeks to resend. So who do I need to talk to get an email to get something in writing from you all?
I can see the supervisor available for you, ma'am.
That would be fine.
Let's see, because you want something in writing stating the terms and conditions where the charge comes from, why, right?
Yes.
Okay. One moment, let me see if one's available, okay?
Yes.
Did she come back to your facility? Yes. Did she have a conversation with her about the contract? I went into the apartment and I told her that I don't remember the date, but it was sometime between January and April, and I did see the couch that she said that she bought and her bedroom furniture, kitchen, dresser, bed, and I'm not sure what else.
Okay, man, we do apologize for that wait, and I have a supervisor available. I'm connecting you right now, okay?
And what was your name?
My name is Jay.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.